The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. It is one of those days. We've got 2.5 hours. Honestly, today is one of those days we could spend 6 hours talking about the things that we really need to talk about and need to discuss. The President of the United States has said publicly, without knowing any facts, that Border Patrol agents will pay for what? Doing their job. Because he's under pressure from some radical activists. We'll get into that. Most of you know what's going on. We'll get into that. The Cleveland Indians will be officially saying goodbye to the city of Cleveland, and they will become the Cleveland Guardians. We've got that. I've just got a lot to talk to you about today. But before we get into anything else, I want to give you an update on where we are with our Heart for Lebanon campaign. If you were listening yesterday, we dedicated the entire day to Heart for Lebanon. We're not going to do that today, but I am going to plead with you to call 888-578-9340. We are halfway there. Well, in fact, we're over halfway there. We're about 55% of our goal. We want, we need to reach out to 70 families in Lebanon who are refugees. Almost all of them Muslims, in desperate, desperate, desperate need of help, assistance. And for $116, you can take care of all of the needs of a complete family for 4 months. $116. And we're at over 35 families. We need to reach 70. So I'm asking you, and I'll give you more during the program. We're going to get into the other stories, which, again, we've got a lot to talk about today. But we really need to reach another 35 families. Here's the number if you were listening yesterday and didn't have an opportunity. 888-578-9340. Heart for Lebanon is there in a country that the New York Times says is experiencing the worst economic situation of the century. The United Nations says this is the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. They have no government. The economy has completely collapsed. There are over 2 million refugees. Muslim organizations are reaching out to help these people, and they will train these young people to be radical Muslims, or they can be reached with Heart for Lebanon. Right now, over 2,000 refugees meet for Bible study every week. Almost all of these, former Muslims. And you can be a part of this. $116 will take care of a family, a complete family, for four full months. Or if you could pledge $29 a month, you can take care of a complete family for one entire year. If you can't give $116, give $20 or $25 or $50. You pray about it. Give whatever God lays on your heart. I can't wait to see who is first today. It was George who was number one up first yesterday. I can't wait to see who will be first today to call 888-578-9340 and begin the giving today. We're at $4,440. Our goal is about $8,000. We're slightly over halfway there. We can do it today. I'm going to ask you to pray. 888-578-9340. 888-578-9340. That's Heart for Lebanon, or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Again, I can't wait to see who is going to start giving today. 888-578-9340. Well. This coming Sunday, one of the American League's charter members, that's the Cleveland Indians, will play their final home game of 2021, and it will be the last time the Cleveland Indians play in Cleveland because they're changing their name. Now, Jeff, you are all things baseball over there. This coming Sunday, isn't that a little early to have your last home game of the season? Doesn't it usually go at least into October? Am I wrong on that?
Well, the season goes till October 3rd, but their last home game is Sunday.
It just till October 3rd?
Yeah, and then the playoffs start after that, but they are not in the playoffs.
Oh, well, yeah. You had to bring that up, didn't you? All right. So anyway, this coming Sunday, their last home game, the last game they will ever play as the Cleveland Indians, and then they will become the Cleveland Guardians. Anybody want to make a Christian wager on the first home game next year? How many Indian jerseys, paraphernalia, hats are going to be at that first game? I think there's going to be a lot of them. Just bizarre. This whole wokeness thing. This is not bizarre. This is tragic. In a nearly party line vote, the House of Representatives for the United States has approved a Democrat-backed bill that is the most radical abortion bill in American history. It goes further than Roe versus Wade. Yep, passed 218 to 211. All of the Republicans voted against it. One Democrat voted against it, but all of the other Democrats voted for this legislation. Now, it has just passed the House of Representatives. It is very, very unlikely that it will get through the Senate. Praise God. But again, this legislation goes further than Roe v. Wade. The Democratic leadership is the most pro-abortion, the most radically pro-abortion legislation in American history, led by two Catholics, the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, both of them loudly and proudly members of a church that calls abortion a mortal sin. Could be cause for excommunication. Yeah, these are strange times. Again, fortunately, it does not look like it will get through the Senate. So it doesn't look like it will become law. But that tells you where the Democrat Party is today. Sad and tragic. All right, I'm coming up on a break. Hey, folks, please, please, please. Let's go the other half today for Heart for Lebanon. Here's the number, 888-578-9340. You could change an entire family's life. And that's not hyperbole. It's true. These folks are in desperate need, and you can reach out with the hands of Jesus. 888-578-9340.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Let me pull up my computer. Oh, no. I don't see any gifts today to Heartbeat for Lebanon. Not yet. Folks, if you were listening yesterday, I hope you gave. I hope you called 888-578-9340. Many of you did. Yesterday, you pledged $4,440. Praise God for that. That's approximately 35 complete families. Refugees in Lebanon, almost all of them Muslim. Yesterday, because of your generosity, a little over 35 entire families are going to be fed, clothed, and most importantly, they're going to be given the gospel and they're going to be given hope in one of the most chaotic countries on the planet. Now we need to take care of another 35. We're halfway there. I really believe that we can reach the other half today, but that's going to be dependent upon you. No, we're not going to take the entire program. Again, I keep saying we have so many things to talk about, and we do, but I am desperately concerned that we take care of those other 35 families. Heart for Lebanon has a very long waiting list. Refugees who have heard about how the Christians treat people, and they want to come, they want to get involved, they need hope, and we can provide hope in Jesus Christ. Would you right now call 888-578-9340? $116 takes care of an entire family for 4 months. If you could commit $29 a month, you can take care of a family for one entire year. If you can't give $116, give what God lays on your heart. But please give. Now, to be really honest, we need a couple of $1,000 gifts or more, but we need a lot of $50 gifts, $100 gifts, $116 gifts. Who'll be first? Who will be first and will start the giving today? 888-578-9340, 888-578-9340, or go to thewordcolumbus.com. There is an adoption agency in New York called New Hope Family Services. They're a Christian family service agency. They specialize in adoptions, and because they have a biblical worldview, they will only place children in a home where there is a husband and a wife in a committed relationship. Twice, this agency has already gone to court, and twice they have won in court cases from charges of discrimination. Well, the New York State Division of Human Rights, for the third time, is threatening them because a couple, and this is important, a couple who knew what their position was on adoption, a same-sex couple, knowing what their position was, applied to adopt. The agency said, quote, because of its convictions as a Christian adoption services, it works with adoptee families built around a married husband and wife. But the agency said it would be willing to provide contact information about other adoption services in the area, adoption services that work with same-sex families. In other words, we can't do it. We have convictions about that. But we will give you references to other agencies where you can work. No, they were set up. So this couple filed a complaint with the New York State Division of Human Rights. The New York State Division of Human Rights has given New Hope 15 days to respond to the allegations. The Alliance Defending Freedom is representing them. And they are pointing out that two federal courts have already ruled in favor of this adoption agency. But like Jack Phillips, the baker in Colorado, they just won't give up. They are determined to punish. Listen, this is what the liberal left does. This is what the radical LGBTQ community does. They want to punish you just because you have Christian convictions. I keep saying this, and I will continue to say it. As our world becomes more and more secular, and as we go farther and farther away from the principles upon which this country was built, we who stand firm in biblical convictions will be required to pay a price. It's true. All right, Heart for Lebanon. I don't see any calls yet. Please, 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 during this break, someone call 888-578-9340. Begin the giving today. 888-578-9340.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.